This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, yeah, we don't, again, we don't really have time to do any kind of intro thing for this.
No, and like the past couple episodes, I've been like,
I wasn't recording. That
the last couple
so
times
flustered. I'm rushed. The last couple times I was recording for part of it, but just now, like when I started talking, I was not recording.
Yeah, no, I mean, I had to remind myself to record because like the last few times I've been like, oh, normally we would like catch up or whatever, but this time it feels like I like you guys. I just don't know like what we would do, what we would talk about, and like what like sort of what the.
I really
so
like
I
you
think
guys.
This is
I
okay.
No, I don't know what we would talk about. I also like a lot of times doing the show. It's my job, but it can be a little bit fun because we have like cool stuff to talk about or cool guests to catch up with or something. And it has now become more these past few weeks. I'm going to work.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of work to do and we're behind.
No, it is work because it is like sort of just the high level that Rajat and I are operating on. It's like
totally unrelated to you guys. It's totally unrelated to you guys because it's we have this really big project that we are now way behind schedule on, right?
Yeah, we I am excited today. I feel very good about what we're going to accomplish today. On this project, I've been listening through what we have, and I actually think it is really coming together, like awesomely.
There's pieces, there's great moments, and there's these amazing pieces, little pieces.
I'm just discovering stuff that, like, when you hear it the first time, you don't even notice, and then you listen back, you're like, "Holy shit! Like, this is really, really funny. This is so smart.
We're building incisive."
Something. Yes.
Some moments are so incisive, Jeremy and Rajat, and we are getting these pieces there, but the whole has not come into shape for me yet. And so we do need to kind of fill in the blanks. This is sort of a spackle episode for us.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
We're going to paste over some of the holes that we found. You guys have obviously been keeping up with the Podcaster's Promise, yes?
I wasn't.
Like, totally. Promise?
Or no. Not. I mean, no.
Did we I guess we didn't. No, not really. No.
So, Jeremy, saying you totally have not been keeping up.
Well, I've been keeping up.
You said totally?
I said totally because we've been keeping up with a lot of other stuff and not this.
We weren't sure whether that's like what you guys were talking about or not.
Yeah. So. I wasn't sure what you were talking about yet.
Yeah, you were spackling.
I asked you if you've been keeping up with the Podcaster's Promise. You weren't sure what we were referring to. The scripted podcast. This is now the third consecutive episode that we have been recording this live in like the most transparent way, like showing people how this process
is try.
Works.
This is the try episode.
This is it. This is what we're doing.
Uh huh.
Yes.
No. We know.
We know that. I mean, that stuff we know. But it's just
that's it. But like, that's
well,
all
great
of it.
Because we can't be we can't. What we don't want to do is spend every episode, half or three quarters of the episode, is us catching people up on everything that has been laid out in the previous two episodes. Especially because a lot of it is repetitive.
Sure.
Okay. Well, yeah. Rajat and I what happens a lot of the times is we read the Hollywood Handbook headline. And then we don't read the article, or like we don't listen to the episode, but I'll binge
I'll
all
skim.
Of the descriptions. Yeah.
Sometimes I scrub through and just get like a
vowel sounds.
Yeah.
You just getting vowel sounds from us or from
three different vowel sounds. It sounds like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I try to just get the vowel parts of the podcast mainly.
That's Rajat's favorite part. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So what's up? What is
so what I'm hearing is you don't know what we've done so far.
You're not familiar with the story thus far, then.
No,
I guess no. Okay. No, not.
And maybe that's not our fault. Maybe that's Kevin's fault too.
Maybe that's Kevin's fault. Yeah, I like the sound of that a little.
It was Kevin's fault last week. With you two, like, so with like John Gabers and Joe Wenger, I'm like, yes, these are guests that like I want to furnish them with all the information. Their time is like really valuable, and like I want them to like be kind of ushered through this process.
Totally.
The two of you, I guess I expect that you would want to perform
well, and that you would want to find something to even just fill your days. Like listening to our podcast, I think would be a great benefit for you, because I honestly can't imagine what the fuck else you're doing.
Like Kevin, for example, when I think about like the use of Kevin's time, Kevin would be using like much of his day would be kind of like, do you see in the background there that little like split between the couch cushions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin would spend a lot of his day just like working that little gap.
He works it?
Just like absolutely going to work on it.
Do you see the really small dent in there?
Yeah.
And the rest of Kevin's day is, obviously people can't see this, but Kevin is wearing his Pit Crew winter beanie from high school band, the signature of all cool drummers. And he takes a lint roller to that thing. I would say 40% of his waking hours are spent just making sure that there's no like hairs or little fuzzies or dust collecting on it, because it's pristine.
Yes, and it gets very linty when he's like
working
in the couch.
Yeah. All up in that.
Well, the thing is, we have a lot of hair in our place too. So, I mean, there's like...
Well, so this is what I was actually getting
to. But you don't have the hat.
If you let me finish, is like when I think about the use of Kevin's time, it's like, okay, for Gabers and Wenger, yes, he can educate them as to what's going on in the show. But with the two of you, I would actually rather he be rutting the couch.
It's all right.
And then cleaning his hat afterwards.
That's a better use of his time, you're saying, than
comparatively,
yeah.
It's only in relation to you guys and your
I get
time.
That. And you don't exactly know what we have going on. And we have
I can see the guitar that you have artfully placed in frame, Jeremy, and it's definitely sending a message of
rocker. This rocker
dude.
Jeremy's a rocker.
Rock.
I love that about you.
Yeah.
So what it's sounding like to me is that you do need to be kind of walk through what we've done so far on the Podcaster's Promise. I can do this really, really quickly.
Do it fast, yeah.
Podcaster's Promise takes place in the year 3010. Every child is born with an assigned podcast. The legends of podcasting, Mike Mitchell, Anna Faris, are taught in school as historic figures. Dax Shepard is alive. Crooked Media is the president. Hayes and Sean have a podcast that like does fine. It's like totally okay, but like that's fine with them. They just like hanging out, and if people like enjoy listening to their show, that's great. Like
pants
cool
look like the pants look like the dinosaur that spit on Newman from Jurassic Park. Just to
that's
cut
a
you
little
off
bit out of
on
order
on your first question. Dax Shepard is alive. Hasan Minhaj does not have any problem with that. He's not upset about it. There's no beef there. That's
oh good. Settled. Even though he thinks Dax Shepard is ugly.
Right.
That's
and
right.
Like because he's like a little racist against white people there. Right?
That's Rajat's theory. I didn't sign off on that. That's Rajat's theory.
I'm not cool with Hasan Minhaj's whole thing there. What do you guys think about the racism part of that?
The racist part of it?
Yeah.
Gosh, I would need more time. I know this feels like a cop out. I would really need more time.
People are still and
to
honestly,
craft an answer
this is
to
something
that question.
That 1,000 years later, people are still kind of working out.
Whoa.
In the world of Podcaster's Promise, Hasan Minhaj has said that he's okay with Dax Shepard being alive. No one has decided whether they are okay with Hasan Minhaj initially having any beef. So that's still being sorted through by everyone. And it does take up a lot of the mental space for people. And there are multiple podcasts about that, that have been assigned to different people as
and
they're
born. We have had to make this a bigger part of the this future universe. Obviously, this is our creation. Like, it's not real. But, like, we have had to expand the role of the Dax Shepard, Hasan Minhaj thing because every guest has seized on this this aspect of it every single time. And it is happening again. And that's okay.
But that's what the audience is. And we create it, but it feels incredibly real. It's rock hard sci-fi. It's one of the hardest sci-fis. It's diamond hard sci-fi. It's the hardest sci-fi you've ever experienced.
My God.
I think that it's important to be adaptable and to adjust to what the audience demands. And obviously, we underestimated the extent to which people would be fascinated with Hasan Minhaj and Dax Shepard and their dynamic. So we're rolling with it. And I think it's actually, we've discovered some great stuff in that way.
So Hayes and Sean, they do their podcast. They don't really care about like being part of the iTunes Top 200, which confers special abilities and like physical powers. But they're also trying to keep out, you know, like they don't want to fall into the iTunes Bottom 200, which means that you give up your parts,
your body parts and some
of your like normal physical like functioning. So they're talking to every podcaster in the future, which is everybody has a personal Scott Aukerman AI who is like their podcast mentor and who they can also have sex with, like in her. And so they're talking to Scott Aukerman and they're like, our last episode, like, what do we do? Like, our last episode was like disliked by society. It was very poorly received. And he's like, it's okay. Like, you guys are doing your thing. Just keep doing it. Just never listen to your own episode because you'll go, like, never listen to your own show. Because you'll go crazy. It's like, I never listen to my stuff. It's just like, you just got to move on to the next
week. Maddening. Just leave it. It's toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Sure, it's useful when you need it, but then just forget about it. It's gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Speaking of toilet paper, I just want to get this. Some people have been curious what we mean when we say, like, special physical abilities are granted to you in the iTunes top 200 and others are taken away in the bottom 200. One advantage you get is if you enter the even just the bottom rung of the iTunes top 200, you only have to go to the bathroom once a day. If you're in the bottom 200, you only don't have to go to the bathroom once a day.
Wow.
If that makes sense.
Is it because you give up your asshole part? That's the part you give up? Because you give up a part.
Rajat, don't ask that.
Sorry.
Rajat, I would ask you to give up your asshole part for the rest of the show.
See, Rajat?
All right. I was genuinely asking, but I guess, all right, whatever.
And this is just like, we think about like, what is, you listen to like bad podcasts today and everyone is like having to constantly get up and pee and poop and like, you just hear them be like, they have to like run
every
out
podcast.
They just go, shouldn't have had that last pot of chili, and they get up and they're gone and the mic is still picking up some of the noises from the bathroom as they're obviously very ill, and they come back in, they don't have any editing equipment, so that gets left in. And you listen to a good podcast and what you hear is, one second, I'll be right back. And it's almost imperceptible. Yeah, it only happens once per episode.
Mm-hmm. You still can't cut that part out. You still have to say
you barely even have to. And they're actually talking from the bathroom, and they're being really funny and smart from the bathroom.
Okay. Part of what's so great about podcasts is like you do feel like these people are your friends, and they're inviting you into their life. And you know, Hayes and Sean have done some of that. And do your friends go to the bathroom? I mean, at least once, you know?
Well, right. Here and there.
Do you talk about, like, do you guys coordinate anything beforehand?
Well, we try to give opposite answers so that one of us is always right.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, because it's impossible. How, like, that actually makes more sense to me than that you could be so not on the same page.
Well, we want to cover
that's not possible, that you could always just accidentally be saying opposite things.
Right. Feels calculated.
No. Yeah. It doesn't feel and calculated. It okay. And it's not.
See, there you go. Yes. Okay. There you go.
There, you got the
that's
whole
really
spectrum
funny.
Right
it really
there.
Works.
Mm-hmm.
So then Sean and Hayes go home and they to their shared wife and they're watching. It's movie night. They're watching a movie. And then they accidentally play their whole podcast last episode. How do we resolve that? We did resolve that in the last one. Do you remember?
I believe it was we were letting our shared wife, Io, choose what movie we were going to watch.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't want to watch a movie. She wanted to listen to Smartless, the podcast that Sean Hayes That's is right. a host of.
That's right.
But she couldn't quite remember the name. She was like, smart. Can I just listen to the Sean Hayes show? Mm-hmm. And it started playing the Sean and Hayes show.
Mm,
which then right. forced us to listen to our own podcast.
So we listened to our whole podcast episode from the last week that was disliked by society, and it turns out that AI Scott Aukerman has been inserting audio deepfakes into the episode of us being disjointed and unfunny and boring, and like trying to like laughing at our own stuff a lot, and like
seeming sort of mean.
Yes. And so Sean Hayes go to AI Scott Aukerman and they're like, why'd you do that? Why did you do this? And AI Scott Aukerman is like, you two are, your power, your like potential and your power is so great that if I didn't sabotage your show by inserting unfunny comments in it, then my legend would be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so now that you've discovered my plan, I do have to finish the job and insert cruel statements about legends of podcasting. The example we've been using is that Pete Holmes
is sometimes exaggerating his laugh.
Yeah, doesn't think.
Not that he doesn't find his guests funny,
mm-hmm.
but that a little bit he's leaning into it in a way.
Plays it up.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so we say like, we would never say this.
Well, that's not true. We know that's not true. So by saying that, we're condemning ourselves. Like we're losing our own authenticity and we're betraying our audience because they know we know it's not true. So that's the danger. And so we have to somehow get it corrected. But in beginning this war with Scott Aukerman's AI, he has so many tools at his disposal, especially in this futuristic society. He activates a glowing jewel that's located on the very bottom of our lower back, which, you know, indicates to all of society's sort of like security robots that they should come and capture us and take our podcast away and put us in prison.
And this sort of gets into Rajat's kind of territory here.
It actually
kind
doesn't.
Close to the asshole part a little.
No, this. We have an entire sequence. This does not involve you at all yet.
Seems like.
All right. Well, let us know.
Let us know if
I
you
am,
ever get close
I am,
to that
That's
part.
What I'm doing right now. I am letting all you right. know.
He well, just let you know and cool. he's continuing to.
And so then Sean and Hayes have to flee and they have to get new identities. And so they go underground to a couple of doctors.
Secret who, doctors.
Secret, what kind of doctors?
Secret
doctors who their expertise is scooping
secret
out the jewel.
Doctors, remember?
What's my girlfriend doing in your Fave Five?
The T-Mobile commercial.
Yes,
you guys remember this?
Yes.
Too young. No. Too young.
Too young. We're millennials.
And so they scoop out their jewels and they replace they give them new podcasts basically. We can like sort of elide over the details of
yeah
that.
I don't and we I don't even know if we landed on exactly what podcasts we are assigned. I think that in a little bit we've done some of this work off air, but I think that my character Sean is now the host of a podcast that starts out with some legitimate journalism and some interesting investigations into topics that people could learn from, and the second it achieves any kind of popularity becomes just entirely about his own personality and his often very bad opinions. And then it's just conversations between him and his friends who are coming on for clout. So that's just a type of podcast you can have. And
can you give me an example of like what type of what's an example of that type of podcast that I would be?
Well, this in the year 3010, it's now the podcast that Sean has, and his name is the podcast name is check that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Which one? Check this out. Check that out.
Which one?
Which one?
One of them is the already a name of.
Okay, it's okay. Check that out. It's anybody has anybody checked this out yet?
Okay, now that's good because it does sound similar to the names of other stuff. So that name actually accounts for that similarity.
Has anybody checked this out?
Okay, but has anyone checked this out yet? And so now Sean and Hayes are like are out back in the world with new identities, new podcasts. One concept that I've been sort of playing with is that they end up at Beginner's Beach, which is like a beach with no ocean. It's just like an endless field of sand where the beginning podcast, when you want to start a podcast, you basically show up and you find a patch of sand and you dig a hole and you sit in it and you and your friend do your podcast in there until you are like
discovered. I can see these guys wanting to bring up the idea that a beach with no water whatsoever and infinite sand would just be a desert, and that is just so ignorant to me.
Mm-hmm. I didn't
and it's so incorrect
that,
yeah. And I could feel them starting to say it, and it's like, no, that's not what we're describing. We're describing just a beach.
No, I know.
And let's talk about what is this? Why would they be calling it a beach in 3010? Like, why would this be a beach to them? Maybe it's because we actually did too much. So we were so scared of the ocean going too much of it that we actually got rid of the entire ocean.
Yeah. Well, sand is obviously only called sand because it's in between the sea and the land.
Mm.
It's a combination of these two words. So when you remove the sea, it's still beach sand, right? Because that's why it's sand, is that at some point it was between the sea and the land. So the ocean being gone now, the sea disappearing, doesn't make it not the beach anymore. Mm-hmm. It's still the beach.
Yeah. And there's a crab on it, which you would never see in...
Nope.
In a desert.
In the desert.
No way. It'd be a snake in the desert.
Yep.
No. Yep. Yep.
And the crab is smoking a funky pipe.
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. He's smoking a funky old pipe. And he's sort of like... he's kind of giving you a hard time. Like, he's busting your chops a little bit. He's kind of like...
I've seen that.
Hang on. Let me get the pipe noise. I'm like... And he goes, oh, trying to do a podcast, huh? Good luck.
Okay. He means it. It sounds like he doesn't mean it, but he really does. So,
sweet.
Sean and Hayes are, you know, they go to Beginner's Beach and they dig a hole and they're doing their podcast in there. And then these, like, two other guys, like, their heads, like, peek out of a nearby hole. And... I think the lines that we're getting in this area are like, you guys are really funny. Like that kind of, like you're noticing us, like you're fans in the same way that like you all basically started your careers by being fans of us. And
Well. Oh, yeah, not kinda. So much. And that can be debated, but
it is a heavily heated topic.
We don't have time to debate.
All I would say
we have to get these lines recorded.
Yeah, and all I would say is look who came crawling back to their fans for a second episode.
Look who came to us
I still feel like I owe you because I remember doing a show in Chicago and Jeremy was there for some reason and I'm like, wow, I guess I'm gonna have to be paying this back for a long time. This guy flew to freaking Chicago.
No.
To see me? I guess that's kind of weird.
Jeremy told me he was going to sit there. Like, he was going to sit. He was already sitting there, and then you guys just happened to do a show.
I just feel like shit. Like, I just feel bad that I made Jeremy cry outside the Bell House, which was, like, not ever what I was trying to do.
And that isn't exactly how it went. And we were actually roasting each other. I remember we were trading going back and forth, and you were like, you basically were like, you know, you're not my friend or whatever. And I was like, you motherfucker, like, you, I don't remember exactly the wording, but I got you back. I remember. I think a lot of people
I don't recall being called a motherfucker. I would remember that. I write down in a journal every time someone calls me that.
But you were also crying really hard, so it's possible that you did.
And that and that I will allow for is that there was so much snot and other facial liquid just like in your sort of lips and stuff that I wasn't able to clearly identify what words you were trying to say.
I guess that's true.
Maybe you did say you motherfucker.
And I did, just for the record, I did put your guys' podcast on the suggestions list for the Onion Festival in 2018. So
okay, I do remember you not putting us on a list of all your favorite podcasts and influences when you got interviewed.
Yeah,
for
I guess that's because I guess it's not really an influence. If you're just like taking the entire thing and just like doing that, it's just like it's the same thing. So that made me understand why you wouldn't put that why you wouldn't put that on the list.
You guys read through, or you guys like Command F, like Hollywood Handbook or something?
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
I'm not really into like what the different keys do on the board. I just like,
You just freeball.
I'm just here to do my thing, you know?
That makes sense, yeah.
And just for the listener's reference, we were one of the top comedy guys of 2020.
I've been watching. I'm still watching.
Thank you.
And we were the cutest couple of comedy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, were you guys like a cute...
We can go through all these, and then I guess I assume they want to talk about an entire article they did where they just talked about.
Sean's wife emailed me, so she said congratulations, and she said
Sean's wife like fights for our contracts.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Kind of interesting. She would think she's fighting for our contracts and not Sean's.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, I obviously didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had told me, there would have been some conversations happening in my household, but I have been away for a while, and when you're gone, people change in all kinds of ways that are very strange to you and hard to adjust to and understand. When I get back, we will have a series of therapy sessions to address the Jeremy and Rajat issue.
Okay.
The idea that she would be fighting for your contract, and as you said, not fighting for my contract.
Yeah.
Is deeply disturbing. If it's true, it has to be dealt with.
It's true, and she said congratulations to us, and she said the boys will be jealous that they called you the cutest comedy duo or whatever.
Yeah, sorry,
yeah, we're not cute. We're hot.
Yeah, we're hot. So, do you not also want to talk about the article you did where you just talked about how you ate food?
Oh yeah,
yeah. We were in Grub Street Diet.
This entire article where they were like, we ate this different food. Some of the food was so nasty. A lot of it was fake. It was very confusing to read. Why are they talking about this?
It read to me as xenophobic as well.
Really?
Oh.
The way you talked about certain foods seemed to be...
And what what cultures are you specifically?
Italy.
Do you think that
Italy?
Yeah.
It was an anti-Italian bias.
Yeah.
The way you like intentionally mispronounced the different pastas, which was a microaggression, followed by just the sort of like you were doing this accent, and it's, I know it was a written article, but you could feel it. It leapt off the page that you did this very offensive Italian accent, and to all my Italian American brothers and sisters, I apologize on behalf of Jeremy and Rajak. They sure as hell aren't going to do it.
We have nothing to apologize for, and we have a lot of Italian X.
You got a lot of
brothers and sisters.
Yeah. You have a lot of growing up to do.
You said, and let's just say what you said. You ate like Chinese lo mein, and you said, this is actually spaghetti. This is real spaghetti. You had scallion pancake, and you said, this is pizza. Other pizza is not real pizza.
You bit into an egg roll, and you said, this is the best cannoli I've ever had. Someone finally got it right.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? That seems accurate,
like,
racially and culturally.
Yeah, we think China's better than Italy.
What's the big deal?
Is that bad?
You look at China's economy.
You call General Tso's chicken parmesan. How is that not shots fired on the entire nation of Italy and their cuisine?
They have their own stuff that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, they should just stick
to whatever.
Again, it's happening.
I mean,
I don't want this to be a controversial episode. None of this is Podcaster's Promise, by the way.
Sorry.
Which we have a ton to get through.
All right.
Yes.
So we're at Beginner's Beach. The two guys like poke their little heads out. It's pretty obvious they've been there.
They're like worm guys or something, right? They're not just guys. There should be like wormy, like.
Well, they've had to give up just a huge like percent of their parts over the years.
They're almost entirely dehanced at this point.
Yes.
They're like 85% Russell Hance's clone DNA body parts.
And so they poke their heads out, and they're kind of like resting their chins on the edge of the hole, and they're like, hey, you guys are really funny. You know, like that kind of like energy. So if you can just do like sniveling fan, like type, like just like compliments for what you hear of like the podcast that Sean and Hayes are doing in the next door hole. And by the way, Sean and Hayes like are just, once again, like they're just happy to be like left alone, just like doing their thing.
Literally, you know, they're doing it
now
for fun.
Kind of like happening all over.
If
again,
people like it, great. Sure. But it's actually very like dangerous for us. The fact that we can't turn it off, and that us just hanging out is so entertaining to people, is putting a huge target on us where we could be recognized and discovered.
And we're the worms.
We're the worms. We're cute. I think I heard cute in the description, like cutest.
You're pretty cute.
Of worms.
You're pretty cute.
I think it's cute.
Cool. Yeah,
I think it's cute. It's like you know, like a worm version of like the porgs or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's cute.
Cool.
Like just like a cool, cute creature. You're going to be the merch. I mean, you will definitely be the merch that comes out of this project.
Sure. All right.
You and the crab smoking a funky pipe.
You have a big snot, but like they squeeze your doll and a big snot bubble comes out.
Uh-huh.
There's another little worm living in there.
Yeah, that's it's nice. Like you press a button in like the worm's tummy, and it goes like, "Hey, you guys are really funny."
Yeah.
Okay,
I can deal with that.
So just give us some of those lines, like give us some like you
wild lines.
The show, yeah.
For sure.
Are you gonna direct us or what?
Yeah, how's,
we
yeah.
have.
Yes, we are. We have, and we will continue to do. We'll just keep doing what we
no,
are.
No, but
doing.
Is it like a 3-2-1 action, or do we just go?
Is there like gonna be a snap? Slate.
That is to sync up video with sound.
Yep.
I know. I mean,
well, some people do it for sound.
This is
too.
This is just for sound.
Sound. Right.
No, we've been around the block, so we know what we're doing.
For sure.
All right, Rajat, you three, all direct us because they're not
going to. Yeah, I guess they're not going to.
All right, 3, 2, 1, action.
Hi.
Hey.
Cut.
Okay.
What'd you guys
I
think?
Loved how
so
it started.
That was actually, that was maybe the first purely usable line that
we've gotten so far.
We have recorded
this project. Yeah.
Okay.
So I can hear
great.
That.
This is
that
great.
Is going right
I can
in.
See it. I mean, it creates this image for me. Like I see the worms. I know the expression. I loved that.
Yep.
I wish you had continued or done anything else we asked you to do. Yeah. Only because it was so it was usable, but it was so brief.
Yes.
That I'd almost rather not use it because it's going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Okay. You want to do one that's you want us to do one that's longer?
I'd love to have one that's longer and
longer.
And don't
saying
just
the
say
kind
hey
of
and hi for longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think you were about to. What I would like is that you say some of the stuff we asked for where you're enjoying our show and you think we're funny and it's how did you get so funny? When did you first okay. realize you were funny? Who are your guys? Like this kind of
okay,
stuff.
Okay, got it. Got it.
For sure. I think I got it.
All right.
And just like I understand the bit is you like never being able to coordinate your actions between the two of you, but Jeremy was directing and then Rajat said cut after the first line,
which DGA so, would absolutely rake you over the coals for that.
Yeah,
I mean
they're
not going to allow that.
That's resulting in a settlement.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to try again, I love the Jeremy director like bit, but like let's stick to that if we can.
All right.
For
well,
sure.
we
for
Rajat
sure.
doesn't like unions and union rules, so but that's okay.
I don't think unions are good, but we'll get into that later, probably. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
except well, you like to say except civil unions.
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay,
hey.
You ready, Rajat?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2. Okay, 3, 2, 1, action. Hey, Sean and Hayes, we're fans of, or no, we're...
We love it.
What allow us to introduce ourselves. We're worms.
We're worms, and the cutest worms around.
You ain't seen nothing cuter than us.
Oh, and hey, we it's just the wanted crab. To... And he's
and
smoking his pipe.
Yeah. And it's, we're just fans of you guys' stuff, but we don't necessarily... do anything that's similar, and we just wanted to say that we like you a normal amount, and nothing we don't we're it's not it's all good, and we're just respectfully peers of yours. We actually have a bunch of meetings.
Yeah, we're gonna have to take those meetings, and we're really busy. Yeah. But thanks for being in the hole by us.
Yeah, and we have to go meet with Sean's wife.
She's going to fight for contracts for us, basically.
Okay, cut. Yeah, so some of that we
and
can use.
And cut. That's
and cut.
I'm the director, and you can, yeah.
Some of that we can use.
Okay.
I'll probably end it before it becomes about my wife.
Especially because she's both of our wives in this. So, like, just for canon purposes, she's my wife as well.
Oh, so we're talking about Io in this.
Oh.
Well, just as we remember what we've talked about so far, and, like, when I walked you through the entire show, that, yeah, Sean and I have the same wife in this. So, like, Sean's
okay.
wife is, like, just a weird thing to say in this context.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
The stuff about, like, you guys liking us a normal amount and, like, the sweat and desperation coming off you, as you said, it was so real. That was perfect.
Yeah. I love it because the lines you were saying was not the message you were sending. Yeah.
No.
So it was really cool. You did mention the crab who you said there's the crab, and I feel like he should probably have a line. So let me just... get the crab line just clean real
sure.
quick and then just
all right no hey
hang on
you're let not directing it. This
okay go ahead
wait yeah Jeremy
okay go ahead
all right 3, 2, 1 action on crab
They don't have any meetings. So we'll plug that in.
All right. And can we do a go?
All right,
can we do a go as well?
Yeah, let's just get one.
Well, this is going to get really long if we do that.
3, 2, 1, action. Wow. A lying crab.
Wow, crab doesn't know anything
this
about
crab,
us.
Wow, one of the stupidest crabs I've ever met.
The dumbest crab I've ever seen in my life. And he's smoking crack. That's what he's smoking.
Cut. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should be good.
Yeah, that should
we
be
We can good. Use some of that, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And mm-hmm. this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to
it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions, yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So then what happens going forward is you two steal our whole thing, like our whole bit basically, and like become more successful than we are. Uh-huh. And that attracts the authorities like to you, like that, like you two end up getting just basically like beaten up so bad.
Okay.
All right.
Because you have no arms or legs to stop us, so we're able to mm-hmm. plant our glowing jewels into the lower back of your worm bodies.
Well, yeah.
We've had them pried out by the special doctors, and we've got some like dummy ones in there, but then
yeah,
we do this cool thing like where somebody throws their tracker onto like another car at a gas station, and then they're following the wrong car, but we just do it with you guys and they start following the worms instead of the real guys.
Right.
Who are cool.
Or they steal them. I mean, like, let's like, you know, like that's what would happen. It's like the worms would like come in and like steal our conceptual jewels.
So they would put their mouth against our yes. lower back and suck
yes,
the jewels
suck
out of
it. Oh.
Okay. They suck. Okay.
And so like, I think the lines we'd like to get here are like, these ideas are too like smart and funny for us. It's like making me sick. Like having these ideas in my head is making my brain me sick.
Okay. Like our brains are basically cool. Too small to handle some of the funny ideas you guys have.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's such a great way to say it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we weren't rolling on that. Wait, so what's up with the authorities?
They're going to kick your ass.
Yeah, they like eventually they and that's what, so if you want to get this at the same time, just like sounds of you getting beaten up by the authorities and dragged.
So this is like
the
a pro cop.
And like, that's like what I was wondering. That's what I was wondering.
Guys going like, we just wanted to be cool, like,
and you
Sean
know
and
my
Hayes.
Rate, like,
well, they when they're kicking your ass, they think you're us, the heroes.
Yeah.
So it's actually not pro cop. Like it's negative, but when it's happening to you, we actually it's a cool like moral conflict where we don't know whose side to be on because you were trying to be
moral
cool
conflict.
And smart and funny like us, and you're being punished for it, which does feel correct. But the people doling out the punishment, we also don't support them. And I think it puts the audience at a very complicated place, which art should challenge you in that way.
It's a moral gray area, you know, and this it's not like an absolutist project. We want people to explore these ideas.
It's like you guys want to like give...
And you guys know, you know, guys know Rajat is like...
I'm not white.
One
you
of
guys,
the...
You guys like...
Yeah.
One of the what?
One of the races. He's like
one of the races. And you guys like made the you guys like learned that I was one of the races and then.
And you guys were like, you guys are saying like moral gray area, like cops and Rajat. You guys are looking at Rajat. You're going, the cops.
Yeah.
And,
so earlier when Rajat was talking about Hasan Minhaj being racist and how he thought that was bad, I actually got a lot of texts and emails. Being like, hey, like that guy, do whatever you want to that guy. Like that guy, like,
whoa,
yes,
like
from who?
From like the like what kind of people?
From progressives,
yeah,
progressives.
Whoa, yes.
It was you know it was
from the progressive community.
The biggest one I got, all caps, was from Bernie Sanders.
No, come
and
on.
Then right underneath that, AOC texted me.
Mm-hmm.
It said, whatever happens to Rajat and Podcaster's Promise, I'm fine with it. And that was from AOC. Yeah.
And they were like, we thought they were cool because they talked about not liking capitalism in the Grub Street interview. That really advanced the movement for us very powerfully. But now it turns out that they were
willing, do what we can.
They were willing to swear off their values by calling Hasan Minhaj racist against Dax Shepard.
Really early in the show. They were like, honestly, at minute 26 of the show, when you're just sort of running out of stuff to talk about, you're leapfrogging around. If you bring up Hasan Minhaj being racist, okay. But Rajat did it at like minute 4. And that means that he wasn't even like scraping the bottom of his brain pan.
You guys have kind of turned me around on this. I'm like all in favor of giving money to the police now. Like you guys, and you guys turned me around on that.
Yeah, you guys have made some really interesting points, and that's
we should give more
something
money.
We should explain is in the year 3010, the police have been transformed, and we are not seeing like heavily armed like paramilitary, basically like asshole like white supremacists going out to.
Yeah.
Search for people. This is in the future. And so what it's usually social workers who are highly trained in like conflict de-escalation and are there to offer like therapy and resources. But when they encounter you, something primal kicks in. And so I don't think it's racially motivated.
They are actually very well trained in capoeira as a dance. But when they see you,
it's just exercise for them.
Yes, but they do use it as a very powerful martial art when they see you.
Like a woke police.
I don't know. That's not really the word I would use.
I don't know.
All right. Okay. So they got... All right. So now what?
They are the PC police, but PC stands for perfect capoeira.
Understood. Gotcha.
Okay. So we need sounds of your brains hurting and you being sick and then just like what you would say... As the cool police are kicking your ass using capoeira moves, specifically the one where they like get on their hands and like put both feet in there. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's like the main capoeira move, and they're like kick you in the head with both feet as they go by.
For sure. Okay.
All right, you ready, Rajat?
Yeah, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, action.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, that was very cute. You don't have to say hi again.
Okay.
We got that. Right.
That's like, the you one didn't thing clarify.
We got,
you didn't
we got
clarify.
Really, really good.
Cool.
All right. Cut. Oh, sorry. Cut. I don't know
cut,
if we're rolling
thanks.
Still. Should, all right. Well, let's try again.
Please.
All right. 3, 2, 1, action.
Oh, you must be the police that Sean and Hayes funded.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
You guys are here to beat up a minority on behalf of Sean and Hayes?
I guess Sean and Hayes really wanted you to beat up a minority today. I guess I'll get beat up because of that.
All right. Well, I'll use my privilege to try and step in.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Rajat, get behind me.
Okay. Thank you, they'll Jeremy.
See, they'll see my skin and think that I'm an ally when in fact I'm not an ally to them, and I'm an ally to you.
Awesome. I wish Sean and Hayes did this, but they don't care about minorities that much.
I've heard that as well through the Whisper Network. Hey, get
and yeah, go ahead.
You're Jeremy's interrupting
getting
the
beat
take.
Up now.
Ooh, that almost hurt so bad. I'm so glad I blocked it. I'm so glad
Thank
I just
you.
Blocked it.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And I'm so glad I blocked Rajat from getting hurt. I just blocked that kick.
Thank you, Jeremy.
What else? What else did we have to do? Cut.
I think Sean and Hayes wanted my brains to get, the minorities' brains to get hurt.
We wanted you guys to be feeling sick from the ideas that you were adopting of ours because they were like so much further advanced than what you know.
Oh, yeah. I guess that part didn't feel... I wasn't sure if that felt kind of true to the character.
Okay, so your brains were actually too stupid in real life to even understand what we were talking about.
No,
it was
more...
So there's like a realism to
that,
that we tell you what to do and you're like, I'm not sure what you're talking about or like what that is.
Totally. But... No, it was more that our brains were so big that it almost like... It's like dropping like a droplet into an ocean where like putting your brains into our... brains didn't even
it
like affect
doesn't even
we have
yeah.
so many good thoughts and stuff that your thoughts only you
no one ever
like
said your brains were small. I actually we do think they are huge. We think they look like beach balls essentially, that they're just giant smooth marbles.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks. It's a compliment.
And they have a little nozzle.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that they get deflated with one kick
good.
To the PC police, who are actually good and help almost everyone.
That's not what the scene sounded like to me.
It didn't sound like that.
But consider everyone. The narrator. I mean, yeah. Of course, that's how they're going to want to frame it.
Okay,
we got a lot of stuff. This was our most productive episode for sure.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any
it's
other like, interviews and stuff? I know you don't do videos anymore, but do you have any other like... media availability that you've done that you'd like to share, like what else is going on for you to interview and like magazine feature wise?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of magazine. Rajat, you want to tell
tons
them?
Yeah, we got a lot of interviews coming up, and again it's like we haven't done that many videos and just the interviews lining up just over and over. And how many pod? You guys have done like a lot of podcasts, right?
I noticed like you guys had an interview like 7 years ago in LA Magazine or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Congrats.
Congrats. I never congratulated you on that. Yeah. So congrats.
No, how could you congratulate? I mean, we had no fucking idea who you were at that time. It would have been weird for you to congratulate us.
Totally.
We barely know now.
Well, I guess you're not online then.
Yeah.
one of the most up and coming areas of all
the
media.
The cutest online. Area too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had to say no to a lot of interviews for the boys because the publications couldn't handle that exposure. It would like break their website. So
crash the servers,
we've had to pass on a lot of stuff lately.
So have we.
Paste magazine would be reduced to actual paste if they ever did a piece on us.
Yeah.
And sorry that Kevin hasn't really been participating. I mean, like, I actually really appreciate you like the professionalism of the two of you, this hasn't been like seamless, but like to just like to press on, as you can see Kevin just sort of wander to the back of the frame and just like pound his couch.
Yeah, he just, it was like he slowly, his eye started drifting that way, and then at one point he just wasn't looking at the screen at all anymore, and then he was sort of sliding his whole desk and chair over so he could be closer to it, but he thought it looked like he wasn't moving.
Yeah.
And then finally he just did not care what we were seeing, and you know, his primary urge became the most important thing, as can happen. And it was really nice of you not to mention it. I'm sure he would be embarrassed if people knew.
Yeah. Well, he was texting. He was texting us, and like he would.
That's incredible, because he didn't appear to have a hand free at any point.
Yeah. Well, when he like he had a few releases where he would like kind of like slump his body over, and then he would get his phone out and text us and be like,
I mean, I guess he could have been talking to Siri. Like, he had to mute the sound.
He was texting you that he was sorry.
Yeah. He was like, I fucked up again.
I'm so sorry.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I fucked up. And I said, it's fine. Just don't do it again. Okay. All of a sudden I look up and he's like back at it.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss their top five sodas and candies. The boys catch up with Engineer Jordan, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out the podcast 5 days a week at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.